Part 1. Dr. Watson Remembers. Chapter 1. Introductions.
In the year 1878, I became a Doctor of Medicine at the University of London and then joined the Army as a surgeon. My first job was in Afghanistan, where I was shot in the shoulder. I went to hospital and started to recover, but then I became ill with a fever. For many months, I was close to death, but finally, I was strong enough to make the journey back to England. My health was very weak, and I had no friends or family in England. The government gave me a small allowance for each day, and with this money, I lived well enough for a while in a hotel in London. But it soon became too expensive, and I needed to find somewhere cheaper to live. That is how I met Mr. Sherlock Holmes. One day, I left the hotel, and by chance, I met a young man I knew called Stamford.
Why, you're very thin and as brown as a nut, Watson. What have you been doing?
We went to lunch together, and I told him about my adventures and my current money problems.
I may be able to help you,
said Stamford.
I know a man who needs someone to share some nice rooms he's found. They're too expensive for him on his own.
I'm just the right man for him. When can I meet him? Stamford gave me a strange look.
You don't know Sherlock Holmes yet,
he said.
You might not get on with him.
But why? I asked. I was extremely curious about him.
He's a decent man,
said Stamford,
but he has some strange ideas. He studies many different things, medicine, science, anatomy, but apparently with no reason.
I'd still like to meet him.